We're doing Gemara Brachos. We're up to Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. And the Gemara had questions. We had a story where Rav Yirmiyah had davened behind his Rebbe, Rav. And the Gemara questioned, how could he do that? Rav said, you're not allowed to daven aligned or right next to your Rebbe because you're showing your equals. You're not allowed to daven directly behind him. And we had another quote that said, if you daven directly behind your Rebbe, and that's where we're up to, Vitanya, the Braisa says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hamitpalel Achorei Rabo. If a person davens directly behind his Rebbe, within 4 footsteps and directly behind him, so seems like he's bowing to him or he's next in line. Vanoten Shalom Lerabo. Or if someone speaks to his Rebbe in a calm way, like he greets him, "Hey, Rabbi, good to see you." So, okay, fine. That's a disrespectful way of doing it. Like it says in Shulchan Aruch, when a person greets his Rebbe, he's supposed to be humble, like lean over and speak out of respect and say, "Shalom Alecha, Rebbe." Or if the Rebbe greets him first, "Shalom Alecha, Rebbe Umori." Some people hold that you're not even allowed to greet your Rebbe with shalom. That what the Gemara means, anoten shalom l'rabo, is that he initiates it. That part of the respect is that he remains silent till his Rebbe greets him. V'amachzir shalom l'rabo, so one who replies to his Rebbe, again, like they were equals, speaks to him as though he were one of the guys. And this is a hard thing, because part of what happens, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us, is that part of the natural thing is that the Rebbe is humble. The Rebbe treats the Talmud, and he doesn't necessarily put the Talmud in his place. And the Talmud very often forgets that. And that's why the Mishnah warns us in Pirkei Avos that be careful with the honor of Talmidei Chachamim, because they're not going to warn you. Meaning in Shemayim, they're going to hold the person accountable to it. But the Rabbeim, they're very humble. I remember I once rode on a bike to Yeshiva and Rav David Feinstein walked in. I told you this story. And I'm all sweaty and I'm all embarrassed and he wanted to make me feel comfortable. So he came over, he says, "Where'd you ride from? All the way from Muncie. What a neat bike." Spoke to me like he was one of the guys. He did it because he wanted me to feel comfortable. You know, there's nothing wrong with riding a bike. You want to ride a bike to Yeshiva, good for you. So big people, very often, out of their humility, they speak to us in a way that will make us feel like we're equals with them. But that's why the halacha warns us. No, a person has to remember the difference, and the way he speaks should be reflective of that. V'acholek al yeshivato shel rabo, and if someone argues on his Rebbe's yeshiva, his Rebbe has a yeshiva, and he decides he's opening a competing yeshiva without permission from his Rebbe. And that's why we give smicha today. Because the part of the idea of smicha is that the Rebbe says, "I authorize you to give ruling, even though I'm here." That's a difficult thing too. V'omer, it's difficult because, again, I've had my Rebbeim say to me in their presence, "What do you say about this?" And then what am I supposed to say? What do you mean? In front of you, how am I going to answer? So you'd say, "But they gave you permission." "Yeah, but they know so much more than me. Why should I answer?" You know, okay, but they know that, and they still told you to answer. Okay, so it's a tricky thing, all these things. But at any rate, Omer davar shelo shamami pi rabo, if someone says things and everyone assumes he heard it from his Rebbe, but he didn't really hear it from his Rebbe, so any one of these things, again, davens behind, directly behind his Rebbe, greets his Rebbe disrespectfully, replies disrespectfully, argues on his yeshiva, or quotes things or says things in a way that it's inferred he's quoting them when it's not really a quote, Gorem la shchina shetistalek miYisrael. That causes the Shechina's presence to leave Israel. So how come Rav Yirmiyah davened directly behind Rav? Says the Gemara, Shani Rav Yirmiyah Baraba de Talmid Chaver Rava. No, Rav Yirmiyah Baraba wasn't a regular disciple of Rav. Rav Yirmiyah Baraba was what's called a Talmid Chaver. He learned from him, but he was big enough that he was also considered his equal. Meaning it was a relationship where there were areas where they were equals and there were areas where he was a little bit bigger, but it wasn't such a marked difference that you'd call him a regular student. And that's what we find, that Rav Yirmiyah Baraba asked Rav a question. He asked him, did you stop doing work? Did you already accept Shabbos with your davening? Meaning Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba was davening Mincha. Rav was standing in front of him, and Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba wanted to know, did you just daven Ma'ariv? Did you just accept Shabbos on yourself? V'lo amar lei mibadil mar. And he didn't say, did the Rav stop doing work? Meaning, if he was a student, he should have used a word of honor. He should have used the word mar. He didn't. So that's indicative that he wasn't a student. And from this Gemara, I inferred that whenever one rabbi calls the other one mar, it seems to mean that he's the student. That's why he's calling him mar. The only problem is that you have Gemaras where sometimes both sides, each one calls the other one mar. So then, what do you say there?
Mar is the student?
No. The student calls the rabbi mar. No, Mar means master. Rav also means master. The word Rav really means master.
Or Chavzayin Amud Bet.
Chavzayin Amud Bet, yeah.
Here he's saying that